Hello everyone and welcome back to A Cup of English. Today is April the 20th and the title of your podcast is Basic Pronunciation Practice number 13. Remember, we're following our main character, Liz, as she has a new life in a new city. She's studying and making and having conversations. So today we're going to find her in the cellular phone store. Let's see what she's up to. She's talking with a customer service assistant about a problem she's having with her phone. So let's get started. Hello, ma'am. How can I help you today? How can I help you today? Would you be interested in one of our 4G phones with voice command? Would you be interested in one of our 4G phones with voice command? Oh, no thanks. Actually, I came in because my phone isn't working. I dropped it in the sink. And I think the battery got wet. A look? Could I have a look? Sure. I'll have to take it in the back. Open it to see what I can do. Okay. A few minutes later. Here you are, ma'am. It's working fine. But I believe your insurance covers that. Great. That's a relief. You know, you've had this phone for 2 years. So you're entitled to a free upgrade. Would a smartphone interest you? You can access email, the web, and do word processing on it. How much is it per month? It depends on the model. Between $30 and $100. Well, I'll have to think about it. Of course. Here's my card. Just give me a call if you're interested. Okay, just a couple of things to note here. In the very first sentence, we hear the customer service assistant say to Liz, "Hello, ma'am. How can I help you today?" The word ma'am, if you look at the text, you can see it's written M-A-apostrophe-A-M. It's short for madam. Particularly in the United States, assistants or employees of companies will refer to their customers or clients who are female as ma'am. It just sounds like one A. And of course, the masculine version of that is sir. Hello, sir. How can I help you today? When Liz starts to talk, and she mentions that she dropped her phone in the sink, she says, I dropped it in the sink. Now, if you listen to that half sentence, it sounds very sing-songy. I dropped it in the sink. I dropped it. The end of dropped, even though it finishes with a D, sounds just like a T. And then you have the word it following it. So it sounds together like dropped it, dropped it. I dropped it in the sink. When the customer service assistant is trying to persuade Liz to get a smartphone, he talks about a free upgrade. An upgrade, when it comes to cellular phones, is generally when you have completed a contract, maybe of 1 year or perhaps 2 years, of paying for a cellular phone. And after that contract, for free, you can get a better model, a model that is more powerful. But then you just have to pay the user fee per month because you have more information and more technology in a new model. It costs more money per month. The actual device is free. And that's what we call a free upgrade when it comes to cellular phones. Okay, now I will do the final reading at a normal native speed. Hello, ma'am. How can I help you today? Would you be interested in one of our 4G phones with voice command? Oh, no thanks. Actually, I came in because my phone isn't working. I dropped it in the sink, and I think the battery got wet. Could I have a look? Sure. I'll have to take it in the back and open it to see what I can do. Okay. A few minutes later. Here you are, ma'am. It's working fine. We had to replace the battery, but I believe your insurance covers that. Great. That's a relief. You know, you've had this phone for 2 years, so you are entitled to a free upgrade. Would a smartphone interest you? You can access email, the web, and do word processing on it. How much is it per month? It depends on the model, between $30 and $100. Well, I'll have to think about it. Of course. Here's my card. Just give me a call if you're interested. Well, that's the end of today's podcast. Thank you so much for joining me. Remember, my email address is acupofenglish@hotmail.com. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, I'm open to your suggestions for my podcast as well. I teach English lessons over Skype. If any of you are wanting some extra practice, perhaps to perfect your pronunciation or even to learn from the beginning, just let me know by sending me an email. And of course, you're all invited to join my Facebook page, which is called Anna from A Cup of English. Well, until Monday, take care. Bye-bye.